This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Debbie Monterey. A record number of people expected to travel over this Memorial Day holiday weekend, according to AAA. Spokesman Nick Chabaria says drivers will notice lower gas prices compared to a year ago.
Gas prices are expected to be down anywhere from about 35 to 45 cents per gallon compared to this time last year. The current Missouri statewide average is $2.81 compared to last year at this time.
He says it's estimated 950,000 people will travel at least 50 miles or more in Missouri this weekend. That's up 3% from last year. Nationally, AAA is predicting 45 million will travel this weekend, with 90% of those taking road trips.
It was a really unique storm.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ben Herzog says usually tornadoes begin low and rise, but there wasn't much rotation detected in the lower fields, lower levels of Friday's system.
Those rear flank downdrafts, it's a type of wind that kind of comes around the backside of the storm. And we know that when they surge forward like that one did, that can be a trigger for tornado genesis. And as soon as we saw that RFD start to surge, that was what was ultimately the catalyst to issue the tornado warning.
Herzog telling Fox 2 it appears the tornado first touched down near Brentwood Promenade. St. Louis police say there are no credible death threats against the SEMA director, Sarah Russell, who remains on paid leave. A spokesperson for the department says they'll continue to monitor and evaluate the situation. A large percentage of those affected by the tornadoes in North St. Louis are uninsured or underinsured, according to Mayor Kara Spencer, after a preliminary evaluation. She didn't release exact figures, but says the city is looking at specialized help for those people.
We did an assessment of the housing funds that we had already put in place, pivoting those that we can to be specifically targeted to the tornado rebuild.
Spencer says she expects RAM settlement and ARPA funds will be a part of the recovery conversation. There's a group of volunteers based in St. Louis County you might see at the next big fire on the block.
Danny Cunningham's president of the St. Louis First Responder Canteen. The group began supporting police and firefighters on scene in Florissant 7 years ago.
That first year, it was about 20 responses to kind of help out in that area. Last year, we were up to 189 responses throughout the St. Louis area, so that averages out to about a call every other day that our team is out supporting the first responders.
The canteen provides drinks and snacks to responders at scenes lasting more than an hour or so. If you'd like to donate or join the volunteer list, their website is stlfrc.com. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
Ameren is donating $1 million to several organizations to help with tornado disaster recovery. $750,000 will go to the United Way, Red Cross, Salvation Army, Urban League, and the city's Tornado Response Fund. The other $250,000 will provide energy assistance support for eligible customers. Jefferson College is calling the passage of a bill a big win for students.
The Missouri legislature passed the Higher Education Core Curriculum Transfer Act. And Dr. Dina McCaffrey, president of Jefferson College in Hillsboro, says the bill makes it easier for community college students to transfer credits to public universities.
In the past, there have been challenges for students that those hours might transfer in as an elective for certain programs, but not count as core program requirements, and they'd have to retake the same class. So this is really a student-focused bill to ensure the seamless transfer for them in the 5-degree programs that were included in the bill.
The bill would also create a common course numbering system to make it easier to identify the classes that can transfer. It awaits Governor Mike Kehoe's signature, which Dr. McCaffrey says he is sure to do. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Seatbelts on school buses across Illinois are now just a signature away from the pen of Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. We get more from WBBM's Andy Dane.
The measure to add 3-point seatbelts to the state's school buses over the next few years passed the Senate last month and House earlier in the week. It now heads to the governor's desk for final approval. State Representative Bob Morgan of Deerfield is the bill's sponsor.
This might sound interesting. It's really not that notable in the sense that school buses are already pretty safe, and all new manufactured school buses already are really focusing on having these 3-point seatbelts. It's going to keep our children safer.
Critics, however, have expressed concern over the cost of the initiative, estimated at up to $18,000 per bus, and the seatbelts would prevent students from exiting a bus in case of emergency.
Loop trolley service is halted through Sunday. Operators say ongoing storm cleanup, power restoration, and traffic signal repairs on the route are to blame. In addition, the Missouri History Museum postponed last night's scheduled Twilight Thursday concert until May 29th. But the good news for the History Museum, they will reopen today. They finally have their power back and will be open regular hours. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.